Well, let's have the verdict. Have I got to have any out?
Yes, I think I'm going to have to extract that one. It's rotten.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, that'll leave a gap.
I'm afraid so. It can't be helped. If I leave it in, there may be trouble later. That one's going to have to come out too.
Oh.
And that one.
Oh.
And that one.
Oh.
And now that the producer has cut the lines he doesn't like, here is what's left of Round the Hall.
Hello and welcome to the show. First, we're privileged to hear a short address from the Archbishop of Tring.
505 Old Compton Street. Ring twice and ask for Colette.
Thank you, sir. It's always useful to know where one can find a good chiropodist. Well, now, the answers to last week's crossword competition. Now, for one across, the clue was what you throw across your bed in cold weather. Now, the answer was eiderdown. Mr. C.J. Reticule of Hove came up with another suggestion, but I'm afraid it's a little too short. My bed is, anyway. Now, the answer to seven down is dozing, and the clue being about to drop off. I can't help feeling that some of the alternative answers I got serve to underline the basic pessimism of our time. Three down can be seen in Hyde Park, was, of course, the Serpentine. However, thank you for your long and colourful letter, Mr. Nudge. Mr. Nudge, ruminant of Chorley. I had no idea you were watching at the time. Forward, Smith.
Sir, we continue with the latest in our Movie Go Wrong series. This week, a radio adaptation of a film that has recently been released. Mainly for lack of evidence. Pornographic Productions present a stirring story of racing cars and the daredevil men who drive them. Relatively Grand Prix.
My name is Jones. And after some of the names I've been given in this series, I can hardly believe my luck. My full name is... Oh... Goose Vestula Jones. Oh, well. I build high-powered cars and race them. It's rather pointless, really. They always beat me. As our story opens, I'm standing in the pits at the racetrack at Silverstone, and beside me is the sleek, powerful brute which my mechanic has been busy with all night. My daughter, Wilhelmina.
Oh, Daddy, we will win this race if we just have faith. I know we will. Say you'll believe it, too. Say we'll win. Say it.
Well, I will if you like, but we haven't actually entered a car.
Oh, Daddy, why not? Are you having trouble with blocked-up lubricating points again?
Well, not since I started taking the tablets, no.
The scene shifts to Jones's Car Works. Two mechanics working on a new racing car. One adjusts the gearbox, while the other is half hidden under a long green bonnet.
I do wish you wouldn't wear that long green bonnet. People are talking about it.
Let them talk. One day I should be a great racing driver. One day my name will be on everybody's lips.
Yeah, so you say, young filter tip. Now get on with you. Otherwise, I'll raise my sporran at you. Have you tuned the engine?
Of course I've tuned the engine. Listen.
You call that tuning, you young lackadies? You're diminished be naturals, flat.
It's the heat.
Ah, Jock, I've just returned from Silverstone. How are you getting on with my pride and joy?
Well, yesterday I gave her a thorough going over with me oily rag.
He means the car, you fool.
Well, see for yourself.
I, Douglas Smith, am playing the car, hereafter known as the Douglas Smith Special. I mention this for my many admirers, particularly perhaps for Mrs. Jocasta Tweed of Peckham. Thank you very much for your charming letter and the Fair Isle sock. It was delicious.
Oh, get on with it, Smith.
Sir, I stand over the inspection pit, my well-waxed body gleaming. I've just been fully serviced by Mr. Williams.
Would you believe it? All we need now is a driver for the big race at Marital in the south of France. Everybody is interested in the pre-marital.
That pardon is the official entry for Britain in the Eurovision Most Contrived Joke of the Year contest.
Oh, let me do it, sir. I can do it. Honestly, I can. I've often done it when nobody was looking. All round the garage. And out into the street sometimes.
You, young Jimmy, yes. Drive at Maritow?
Yes.
It's a tricky and skillful course.
I'm tricky and skillful and coarse.
Very well. I'll give you a quick test on your knowledge of the car.
Right, yes.
Now, what's the technical term for this?
A wheel.
And this.
A wheel.
And this.
A wheel.
And this.
A jam donut.
Well, no, it's another wheel, actually, still.
Oh, you're wrong.
No,
wrong.
No.
You
no,
cheat
no,
me.
No, I'm not. It is a wheel. Still, 3 out of 4 isn't bad. You can drive in the pre-marita.
Oh!
This is your big chance, Jimmy, but look out for Enrico Lasagna, the big Italian. He'll try and get on your tail.
Oh, watch it. I'll win this race, sir. Not just for you, sir, but also for Miss Wilhelmina, your daughter, whom I've long worshipped from a distance, assisted by powerful binoculars.
I see. And how does she feel?
I haven't had the chance to find out yet. If I win this race, I shall go to her and press my suit.
Well, I should press your suit before you go, aren't you? Incidentally, where is she?
Mr. Jones.
Yes,
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
The Italian driver is under the starter's flag and Miss Wilhelmina's under there with him.
Oh, this is too much. For years I've watched her giving her favours to other men and she doesn't even know I'm there. At least I hope she doesn't.
Well, never mind her. You've got a job to do. Get into that Douglas Smith special and warm him up.
Right.
Vroom, vroom.
I've got him going.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
His bucket seat's comfy, I'll say that.
Vroom, vroom.
Young Filtertip selected his gear, a fetching duck egg blue overall with lemon yellow driving gloves, and drove off to the starting line. My daughter approached.
Oh, my daddy, surely you're not driving. Why are you wearing a shiny pink crash helmet?
I'm not.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that young mechanic's driving. By heavens, he's got pluck, hasn't he? You've got to hand it to him.
I haven't got to do anything of the sort.
There goes the starter's flag, and they're away. And he's won.
Eh?
Well, it's a tricky course, but quite short. Ah, here he comes.
Oh, I've done it. I've done it.
Yes, you have done it. In the Douglas Smith special, too.
Yes, done it.
Yeah, Jimmy, take the wreath, the laurel and the hardy, and this large silver cup for your sideboard.
Yes, fill it with champagne.
Good idea. And so we filled his sideboard with champagne, and I toasted his victory from a brimming cutlery drawer. Here's to many more such races.
Monaco!
Jock! Jock, it's close! It's close! It's desperately close!
Oh, I beg your pardon, miss.
Jimmy's only half a lap ahead. He's... Oh, look! Look! He's coming in for a pit stop.
Oil! Oil! I need more oil!
Here you are, James.
Oh, that's better. My hair was blown all over the place.
Nürburgring.
Oh, Daddy! Daddy! Look! Jimmy's got his nose in front.
Well, most of his hand.
I think he's going to pull it off. Oh, wait! Wait! Oh, Daddy, look! He's slewing all over the track.
Well, that may well get him disqualified. No, no, no! He's heading for the finishing line.
Oh, he's past it! He's past it!
Yes, I've often thought that myself.
As success followed success, young Jimmy changed. There was something different about him. I couldn't put my finger on it. Indeed, I didn't want to put my finger on it. But he wasn't the same shy lad.
Call this hotel. I put my boots out last night and they haven't even been licked properly. Another thing, these autograph hunters. I'm sick and tired of having to run up and down the corridors. Put them all in one place where I can catch them at once.
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I think it's going to your head.
What is?
This vase, if you go on like that. Oh, what happened to that shy, freckled-faced, snub-nosed little fellow we all liked?
He's in the wardrobe.
Yeah, Yes, I am. I'm sorting through some of his old socks. He wants them framed and presented to the nation. Oh, you've changed, Jim, son. You've changed. And judging by these socks, not often enough.
As a successful Grand Prix driver, young Jimmy was the toast of the continent. He was seen at the gayest parties. He began to give himself airs. He grew a moustache, for instance. Oh, give himself airs. I love that. He fell in with loose women. The hectic pace began to affect his performance and the one thing he really cared about. And his driving suffered too. He lost race after race.
Well, speaking as the Douglas Smith special, sir, I do resent his crude handling lately. He doesn't give me a chance to warm up. You've got no consideration. And another thing, he takes so many chances. He never wears a crash helmet or anything.
Well, I'll speak to him about it.
Oh, a fool I've been. Looking back, I see where I went wrong. I see it all.
Oh?
Should have played the Douglas Smith part. He got more laughs than I did.
Well, never mind that. If we don't win a big race soon, my company will go bankrupt. We'll have to change the name from Jones's Car Works to Jones's Car Doesn't Work.
I'll do it, sir. I'll do it, sir. Sir, I do.
Yeah.
Enter me for the big race next week.
He's doing it! He's doing it by the great hairy legs of Flora MacDonald. He's up among the leaders.
Okay, he's pulling away into the street. He's won.
I did it, Mr. Jones, sir. I won for you.
Well done, Filter Tip. This will go down in racing history. The day the Douglas Smith special, driven by you, beat every horse in the Derby. So much for this week's production. Next week, we'll be showing you something which deeply impressed our leading film critic and had him sitting on the edge of his seat. Yes, it's a broken spring. And now, let's roll back the carpet and see what that smell is under the floorboard, shall we? Why? It's a medley of songs for swinging epicures, rendered in rather the same way as you render fat, by the round-the-horn spondling chorale.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning, for the start of the day, you see. And at half past 11, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said. For a nice cup of tea, I do need rosy, nice cup of tea.
I was wean on cucumber, and on my wedding day, sitting down to supper when the guests had gone away, my old darling said to me,
"You must be hungry, Joe. What is it you fancy?"
I said, "Fancy? Don't you know? I like pickled onions. I like piccalilli. Pickled cabbage is all right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go tomatoes, but what I do prefer is a little bit of cucumber. Several years of married life have brought me lots of joys. I don't know how many girls, I think it's 14 boys. When the last one came to town, it nearly turned my head. It was marked with a cucumber. And the first words that it said were,
I like pickled onions. I like piccalilli. Pickled cabbages are right with a bit of cold meat on Sunday night. I can go tomatoes eat, but what I do prefer
is a little bit of cucumber, a little bit of cucumber. Hit me lighter, hit me lighter.
There lives a man I'd like you all to know. He grew a great big marrow for the local flower show. And when the story got around, they came from far and wide. And when the people saw the marrow, everybody cried, oh, What a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. It's such a lovely colour and so nice and round and fat. I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. He was leaning on the garden gate the other day and beckoned to a lady who lives across the way. Took her down the garden path and showed it her with pride. And when she saw the size of it, the little lady sighed. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. Oh, what a beauty! It must be 2 foot long or even more. With such a lovely colour and nice and round and fat, I never thought a marrow could grow as big as that. Oh, what a beauty! I've never seen one as big as that before. I mean me marrow. I've never seen one as big as that before.
Now for 12 solid hours of imitation commercial breaks. Fasten your seat belts and stuff in your earplugs. It's Radio Balls Pond Road.
It's your number one DJ from a great height. Swingy, ring-a-ding, dingy.
Simon Dee.
Cade.
Hi there. A man came rushing to a pub. Said the landlord, tell me, are there any penguins round here? The landlord said, no, sir. And the man says, then I'll just run over a chocolate biscuit. wait a minute. Is it my timing that's wrong?
Well, yes, you shouldn't have got up.
Balls Pond Road is wonderful.
And this is the point in our show where we invite listeners to phone in with any queries or comments on topics of the moment. Hello.
Hello. Well, would you be Jimmy Young?
No, would you?
Not for £1 million. you're Kenneth Horne, aren't you?
Yes.
Can you answer a question about one of the cast of your show?
Well, I'll try.
Well, my question is this. Is Kenneth Williams the same person that I knew once in Houndsditch? He had long blonde ringlets, yes, little apple cheeks, and wore the cutest little romper suit. And he wouldn't be parted from his raggedy old teddy bear that he always called Sebastian. He always used to sit on my knee and call me Nana.
How long ago was this, Nana?
Last Tuesday.
It's a disgrace.
Ah, there's my other phone. Hello.
Hello. I'm phoning to complain about the filth on radio and television. It seems that all you people think about up there is sex. It's all right for you theatricals, but what about us decent, ordinary people? We've had enough of sex, and I'm not just speaking for myself, but also for my wife and 43 children.
That Basil Brush has a lot to answer for, doesn't he? Hello, Horn here.
I know you, but you don't know me.
An arrangement that suits me perfectly.
I know where you were last Friday night. Our photographs of you with the feathers. And an incriminating tape recording of you and the French loaf. And I know all about Pearly and the dance on the mirrors. I even have a piece of salami as evidence. Yes, I know all about you, and I'll tell what I know. I shall hound you remorselessly unless we can come to some financial arrangement.
But this is blackmail.
Call it what you like.
All right, this is Ipecacuanha. Ipecacuanha is an ugly word.
Well, how about crepe de chine? It's prettier.
All right, then, this is crepe de chine. But you'll never get away with it. It clashes with your eyes.
Oh, does it, Mr. Clever Dick Horn? Well, unless the money's left in the usual place next Sunday morning, I shall knock to the Rozzers.
Well, don't worry. There'll be an extra 2 shillings in the plate, and thank you for calling, Vicar. Well, that's all the calls we have time for, but don't forget, if you have any queries, don't bother us. We've got enough of our own. But now... now a man whose work has been spread over many fields. It's Double Yield Rambling Sid Rumper.
Hello, my dearios, and since we last met, I've been where few men have been and seen what few men have seen and got off with a £5 phone. And my heir this week tells something of my peregrinations. It goes jauntily, but painfully.
As I was going to Goosenadger's Fair, singing, singing, Loomers on me posset, I met a maiden trundling a bear, Falderee, Falderee. Her bogles were blue, they jangled about, till the grunge on my cord wangle nearly fell out. Singing, singing, Nadja Julie Felix, singing, singing, Riddle Simon Dee. Kind sir, pray woggle my gimp if you can, singing, singing, Loomers on me posset, for you I can see are a free scroping man. Falderee, Falderee. So I woggled her gimp till her welkin rang, and as I woggled this tune I sang.
Right, it's a good trick if you can do it.
Airy fairy, Peter, Paul and Mary, airy fairy, Wordle, Simon, Dee.
And so say all of us. Now, the other day I was leafing through my copy of the Lady Wrestler's Home Journal, which I buy for the fat stock prices, and I noticed this advertisement which said, Boner Male Model Agency, New Eeks Wanted. And I thought I'd give it a try after all my manhood is burgeoning, and besides, pin money is always handy. So I decided to pop down to their address in Chelsea. The sign on the door said, knock and troll gracefully in. So I knocked and trolled. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Oh, why? Oh, you can find me. Oh, it's Mr. Horn.
Well, I'd like to register with you.
Well, you won't look it like that.
Was that you're wearing a fanfare?
No. No, matter of fact, it's an Angora cardigan. It's stretched in the wash.
Oh, you'll have to drag yourself up if you want to join our clientele. Well, all so. Our models are hand-picked.
Yes.
Hand-picked.
Through these portals of Minced England's top male models.
Top male models.
We trained Conrad Montfalcon.
Montfalcon.
I don't think I know the name.
Oh, you must have seen him. Does a lot of advertising work now. You seen that one where this great Butch Ohm is on a building site and he's squatting there with his mates rolling his own? That's Conrad.
Yeah, well, not all of him. No. Not all of him, Jules. True. It's his hands in the close-up. It's his hands in that commercial where they're pouring the disinfectant down the sink. And it's his hands that stay as soft as your face. His hands have been everywhere.
Oh, yes, there's not an Omi in the country who's not familiar with Conrad's hands.
Not an Omi. Not an, of course, he hasn't always been Conrad Montfalcon.
Of course he hasn't.
No, that's slow. Yes. No, we give him that name. When we first knew him, remember? When we first knew him. Just playing Wally then.
Wally McWhirt.
Wally McWhirt. Very romantic how you first met him. Tell him about it, Jewel. Tell him. Go on.
No,
tell him.
I don't like to.
God, you tell him.
No, only it's hurtful looking.
Go on.
No,
tell him.
Well, it is.
Unburden yourself,
Jewel.
No. Go on. Does you good. Bring it out in the open.
Well,
go on. Bring it out.
Well, it would never have happened if I'd had the change.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow.
At the change for change. The milkman.
Oh.
Because that's what he was once, Conrad. I didn't have the change for a pound, and he come round to my Latley for his Christmas bowl.
So Jewel invited him in while he raided his sixpenny bottle.
Yeah.
Jewel invited him in.
Yeah.
Go on, go on.
Then I saw him. Stood there on me half landing, he highlighted in the rays of the morning sun.
Oh.
And I could see his great possibilities.
Yes, you could see. You could see it, you see.
Oh.
You see it, you see. And of course, the rest is history,
history
isn't it?
Yeah.
History. We groomed him. Mm. We trained him, and now he is England's top male model.
Yes. Of course, he's left us now.
Yes, left us now. But what we did for him, we can do for you.
Yeah, surely, surely my possibilities are not as great as his.
Don't run yourself down, Harface. Harface. Admittedly, you haven't got the fashionable flat-chested look.
Nor the pre-Raphaelite eek.
You can say that again. He's more your Goya's Horrors of War. Still, he's got something.
Yes, he has something.
Let's see you walk up and down, well, Miss Thorne.
Like this?
No, mince tall.
Yeah. Pull your stomach in.
Yeah.
Or whatever that bulge is.
Yeah. Let's see them hips go. Ducky, you've got them. That's it, yes. Use them.
Yes.
Yes.
Now look haughty.
Wet your lips.
Smolder.
Smolder.
Well, what do you think?
Well, frankly, Ducky, it's a bit Hildegard Naff.
Aren't I any good for TV commercials?
Well, we might pass you off as a pea that can't get in the packet. Look. Go on, Jewel. You show him.
What?
Show him how to do it. Look at the way he trolls. There, look at him trolling up and down. Whoa, Valda, that insolent eek. Look at his eek. Oh, what a... Like a thoroughbred.
A thoroughbred what?
Ornie bold. Oh, here, though. He's picking it up, you know. Have a look at Jewel, Mr. Ornie. He's freaking out.
I'm freaking.
He's freaking out. Now he's freaking back in again. Oh, what a mover. He's a lovely mover, Mr. Oh, faster he goes, faster. Now, do you think you could learn to do what he's doing?
I mean, split the seams of my trousers.
Now, look. Turn, Jewel. Watch him, Mr. Orne. He's on the turn. Now, that's... Yes, that's beautiful, isn't that beautiful? That's fantabulous.
We'll have you walking like that in a few weeks, Mr. Orne.
Will you?
Yes, well, you can hardly avoid it when you're wearing leather trousers.
Well, do you want to sign on?
Well, do you think I should?
Well, if you don't, we haven't got a tag for the sketch.
All right, I'll sign.
No, don't sign Kenneth Horne.
Why not?
My name's not right.
No.
No, you'll want something more classy if you're going to be a male model.
Well, what do you suggest?
Something with a bit of glamour about.
A bit of glamour, yes, you see, yes.
Yes.
Like Garbo.
Garbo Horne?
No, never.
No.
Well, Gene Harlow, then.
Can't call him Gene.
No, Harlow!
Harlow Horne?
Yes.
Oh, he's got something, but Horne's not right.
What about Thingy, that owe me with Twiggy? What's his name? Justin.
Yes, that's him. Justin de Aston Villa.
Aston Villa. Bossa Nova.
No.
No, I'm wrong. Villeneuve.
Well, that's a bit French for me. I'm backing Britain.
In that case, our money's on Tristan da Cunha.
Couldn't you anglicise it?
Yes, all right, let's see now. Nerve is new.
Yes.
Veal's Town.
So there we are. That's your new name now.
What is?
Harlow Newtown.
Bye.
Cheerio. Well, I didn't adopt it. I mean, if you're going to change your name to that of a place, you might as well pick somewhere you feel at home. So that's what I've done. So, don't forget, tune in next week to the next episode of Round the Leighton Buzzard. Cheerio, see you, Rural District Council permitting, next week. Bye.
That was Round the Horn, starring Kenneth Horne, with Kenneth Williams, Hugh Peddick, and Betty Marsden. The music was provided by the Max Harris Group, and the script was by Barry Took, Johnny Mortimer and Brian Cook, and Donald Webster. The show is produced by John Simmons.